Good morning. My name is Katrina, and this is my colleague Jessica, and our presentation is looking at parental perceptions of transition from the intensive care following a child's cardiac surgery. And our study advisors are Dr. Janet Rennick and Michelle Zabay, who joined us this morning from the Montreal Children's Hospital. So in this morning's presentation, we'll provide a rationale for a study in our introduction, as well as give details of our methods, our results, discussion, and implications for practice. So transition is triggered by critical events or a change in environment. And we're interested specifically in the transition from the intensive care unit to the ward because it's been theorized to induce relocation stress and transfer anxiety. A conceptualization of transition by Chick and Malice has described three elements, which we've provided here. In our case, the process includes the disruption caused by the transfer and the resulting response by the patients and the family. A time span begins with the first anticipation of the transfer and ends with the stability when stability is achieved on the new ward. Perception involves the patient and family's awareness and interpretation of the transition. So our population of interest is parents of children with congenital heart disease, because these parents have been found to have higher levels of stress in general compared to other parents with children with other chronic illnesses. And there are various reasons why these parents have higher levels of stress, which have been attributed to significance of the heart, implications on the child's quality of life, risk for long-term physical limitations, the need for constant medical attention, uncertainty of the child's survival, the parents perceive little control over the child's treatment, and surgical risk. So since many of these children with congenital heart disease will require surgical repair, their parents will inevitably go through the transition from the PICU to the ward. So it's important to understand how these parents perceive this transition to better address their needs and provide better care. So just going through the literature of on transition in the adult literature, the transition from the ICU to the ward has been found to be difficult for parents and family members. Patients express feelings of vulnerability, loss of secure environment, unimportance, abandonment, and helplessness. And family members experience even stronger negative reactions to the transfer compared to patients themselves because they're thought to have a greater recall of the transfer. So in the neonatal literature, parents express relief that their child was getting better when they learned about the transfer, but they also express feelings of alienation, abandonment, helplessness, fear of the unknown, as well as a lack of preparation and participation in the transfer decision. And parents also described that it took time to develop trust with nurses in the PICU and felt betrayed once they were transferred. So to our knowledge, Keogh conducted the only qualitative study in the pediatric literature that looks at parents' perceptions of transition from the ICU to the ward. The study includes 6 parents of children with various illnesses, and the parents expressed feelings, mixed feelings. And they initially felt happy that their child was getting better, but they also felt the feelings of anxiety, tension, stress, insecurity, and isolation. Other studies that look at transition in the pediatric literature from PICU to ward focus on intervention development to decrease patients' anxiety. Interventions in these studies include written information, such as a letter or a brochure about the new ward, and also include tours. And these interventions were found to be statistically significant in reducing patient or parents' anxiety, but the fact that the fact that studies on intervention development are being done when the transition is not well understood in this population stresses the fact that nurses understand that transition is difficult for parents and that we need to fill the gap in the literature. So since transition is found to be stressful and that parents of children with CHD already have higher levels of stress, and that no studies on transition in this population have been done. We need to perform more qualitative research exploring the perceptions of parents of children with CHD during the transition from the PICU to the ward. So this brings us to our study question, which is, what are parents' perceptions of transitioning from the PICU to the surgical ward following their child's cardiac surgery?
So we use convenience sampling to recruit parents at the Montreal Children's Hospital. Participants included parents of children who are undergoing cardiac surgery. They were the child's biological step or foster parent. They were undergoing transfer from the PICU to the ward for the first time following a child's cardiac surgery, and they spoke either English or French. So parents of children receiving palliative treatment were excluded from the study. So before we continue with methods, I'll just give you a snapshot of our sample characteristics. So we had a total of 9 parents, including 5 mothers and 4 fathers. They had an average age of 40 years old. Children had an average age of almost 4 years and had a variety of cardiac diagnoses. And the children had a median length of stay in the PICU of 6 days. So we used a qualitative descriptive design to open human experience to description. We conducted semi-structured interviews 2 to 4 days post-transfer. Our interview guide was based on the conceptualization of transition that Katrina gave earlier. So we really structured our questions to bring participants back through the elements of process, time span, and perception to achieve a rich description of the transition. And all of our interviews were audio taped. So we transcribed and coded each interview as we went, and after a few transcripts, we cut out the various codes and started organizing them into categories. And our categories transformed many, many times until eventually 3 key themes emerged.
So 3 major themes emerged from the interviews, which reflected the trajectory through which parents progress as they transitioned from the PICU to the surgical ward. First, parents initially described mixed feelings of happiness, loss, and uncertainty once they first found out about the transfer. And so their uncertainty prompted the need to rally for transfer. And this is a process in which the nurse and the timing of the transfer played an important role. And once they transferred to the surgical ward, parents described having to come to terms with the new care experience, which they encountered learning a new role expectations and a challenging new environment. So in our first theme, parents described having mixed feelings, including positive and negative feelings. Parents were happy because they perceived the transfer as a sign of progress in terms of their child getting better, as well as a step closer to going home. On the other hand, this brought on feelings of uncertainty and loss. Specifically, parents did not know what to expect on the surgical ward. They questioned how nursing would differ and how the environment would be like. They were also uncertain how to care for their child in this new illness state. And parents also felt a loss of the meaningful nursing relationships and a sense of security on the ward. So here's an example of a positive aspect. The parents said, we were happy because the transfer means our child is getting better in terms of his health. And this parent expressed uncertainty and loss when he said, we knew it wouldn't be one-on-one anymore. We were going from Cadillac of care to I don't know what kind of car, but not Cadillac. And this parent was really affected by the loss of relationships in the PICU when he said, we can say that all nurses were part of our family in the PICU, so we were feeling sorry because we were leaving our family members. So our next theme is rallying for transfer, which has 2 sub-themes. The first is meaningful nursing care to address the uncertainties of transfer. And so parents describe how nurses help them tune in to their child's recovery. They pointed out specific signs of their child's recovery to understand that they were getting better. And nurses also modeled how to care for their child, as well as provide information. So in this first quote shows how the nurse helped the parent tune in to that the child's getting better. The parent said, my child has some tubes in his insides. And the nurse said, okay, we're going to take these out, which means he's doing well, and we're going to be transferring soon. This quote shows how the nurse modeled care. the parents said we knew she was pretty fragile. When we saw that we could still handle her relatively normally after what she'd been through, I was like, okay, so just have to be a little more careful, but can relatively do the same things. The second sub-theme is encatastrophe, the effect of timing. Here we see that the timing of transfer occurred as when the transfer occurred as planned, everything went well. But when the transfer occurred unexpectedly or without notice, the parent was stressed. So this parent said, j'ai réservé des gens pour venir m'aider à déménager mes choses. J'étais tout préparé pour le lendemain. Mais le soir même, ils m'ont dit, ben voilà, tu déménages maintenant. J'ai appelé à ma tante en catastrophe.
So theme three is called coming to terms with a new care experience. For parents, this involved learning new role expectations, which included both having to deal with the loss of one-to-one care and becoming more of an active participant in their child's care. So most parents felt that the change in nursing care was normal because their child was getting better, but some parents felt stressed that the nurses were busy and they felt over-relied upon. So this parent said, I know she's due for a medication, but they're not coming. So it's maybe a bit more stressful as a parent to try to keep on top of your own child's care when you don't necessarily know what they're taking or what needs to be done. For parents with children at home, the need to be vigilant at the bedside often interfered with their regular parenting responsibilities. So this parent said, j'ai d'autres responsabilités. Si je reste toujours à l'hôpital ici avec mon bébé, mes filles, elles risquent de prendre un choc à cause de ça. Je m'inquiète beaucoup à ça, donc je me suis coupée en deux. The other sub-theme is that parents encountered challenges in the new environment. So the surgical ward was perceived to be messy, cramped, and noisy. And there was a decrease in the technologically advanced nature of care. So most parents were placed in the four-bedded room, which parents felt was detrimental to their care because it was not a peaceful environment. So one parent described, il y en a un qui pleure, ben là, quand lui a fini de se calmer, l'autre commence à pleurer, et tout ça fait une boucle, puis ça fait toute la nuit. Ça pleure un après l'autre, lui il pleurait, lui il bipait, et puis lui essaie de dormir, puis moi aussi, et on n'arrivait pas. So in relation to the literature, our findings were consistent with the fact that parents experienced mixed feelings about the transfer. However, although parents in our study viewed the transfer as a challenging experience, they were able to overcome their feelings of loss and uncertainty to view the overall experience as a positive one. This was in contrast to the neonatal literature that illustrates that parents' overall experience was negative. So one hypothesis for this was to do with the child's age, which was actually supported by a study by Frank et al., in which parents' stress levels during hospitalization for a child's cardiac surgery were not affected by any child variable other than age. So in this study, parents of children less than 1 year old experienced significantly higher levels of stress. And a novel finding in our study that wasn't previously illustrated in the literature was that the effect that timing had on parents' experience of transfer. So in the cases in which parents described being stressed by the timing of the transfer, this was the central focus of their concerns. In terms of nursing interventions, the literature focuses largely on the provision of written information. At the Children's currently, written information is not currently given when parents are transferred to the floors, so we didn't specifically ask about this. However, only one parent mentioned this as something that would have been useful or would have been helpful for him. The large focus for these parents, rather, was the helpfulness of the parent-centered nursing interventions. So the modeling of care presented in Theme 2 was an example. So when the nurse modeled things like how to change the baby's diaper, the parent felt more at ease about having to care for her child. And such interventions are actually supported in a study by Bruce et al., which showed that enabling a mother to participate more actively in her child's care creates a sense of empowerment for mothers of children with CHD. And furthermore, feeling close to their child was described to bring pleasure and relief to these mothers. So some implications for practice for both nurses in the PICU and the surgical ward. The widespread feelings of uncertainty and loss highlight the importance of focusing on the positive aspects of transition. So even just being mindful of how we as nurses communicate with parents can ensure that our interventions come across as they're intended. Our study also suggests that the need for individualized support. So it was really clear through parent narratives that everyone was coming from a unique set of circumstances and had their own needs and concerns. So just really ensuring that parents receive interventions that they perceive as meaningful is really important to ensure that they feel supported during this experience. And lastly, timing is something that's often cast aside as out of the nurse's control due to issues with ICU staffing and beds. But given how this can adversely affect parents' experience, timing should perhaps be considered as something that should be part of the pre-transfer preparation process. So we just want to thank all of our study participants for sharing their experiences, the nurses in the PICU and 7C1 for helping us with recruitment, Janet, Michelle, and Antonia for your guidance and inspiration, and our classmates for continued support. The question was, did the age of the parents have an impact on how they viewed the transfer? We didn't find anything about this in terms of the transfer literature.
The adult literature doesn't really separate in age. It's just really the adults. It's more of the in the like neonatal and pediatric literature that they make that distinction.
Yeah. We found that it actually wasn't the age of the parent, because for some parents it was their first child, for some parents it was their fourth child, so it really was all over the place. But we did find that parents who had younger children, at least one of them seemed a lot more stressed out, which maybe be due to the fact also that it's a new child, so they're also dealing with that on top of the transition experience.
So, thanks, Mike. So the question is how the parents perceived the nursing care on the new unit.
Or how they received them when they actually transferred that first, initial.
Oh, like at the first.
Yes.
When they first got there.
Yes.
Yeah. So parents talked about when they initially actually physically got to the unit. They described more of the environment, like so. The nurse plugged this in, or this was moved here, and then they, like, as one of the parents described, it was kind of this chaos in the environment. It was less about the nursing care, more of what they saw and how they felt in that respect.
I just find it interesting because we did a study of transfer with adults, and we actually looked at nurses' perceptions, and the nurses are highly anxious. And when they talked about that, they said they realized that their anxiety was being communicated to the parents. And it depended, as you said, on the time. If it was a bad time for the unit or it came down as a surprise, that they too were also anxious. And there was a bit of transfer, that emotional reaction to the parents. So I'm just wondering, that's why I was asking if there was any discussion of that.
Just excellent, beautiful presentation. Thank you so much. I just would like, you mentioned your parents identify key nursing interventions. I know you gave an example, but can you give a few other examples about key nursing interventions that were helpful?
They were really, sorry, the question is asking for more details about specific interventions that nurses provided. Other than what we talked about, it was really interventions tailored to the parent. For example, one parent described that the nurse provided a holy book to reduce the anxiety. One nurse provided a toy to the child, which reduced the child's anxiety and therefore made the parent less feeling better. So I don't know if you have any other examples.
Yeah, it was just really like tending to what that specific parent needed. And I'm drawing a blank about which the other ones were. because they really just described like the nurse that changed the diaper, because that mom was particularly concerned about how is she going to care for her child after the surgery when the child is so fragile. But I'm drawing a blank. Sorry.